Welcome into Fitness Fanatics on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Now here are your hosts, Jeff and Nicole Essig.
All right, welcome back to the Fitness Fanatics, hour number two. We are talking nutrition. We got some breakfast, lunch, and dinner things for you.
Ideas.
Right around 500 calories.
What's your breakfast? So I totally told you you don't have to look this up on my Fitness Pal. Now I'm asking you to.
So the normal breakfast I have would be two eggs, two egg whites, and oatmeal.
And what are the macros on that?
Well, I don't know.
I know. I'm sorry.
I asked you. I know. Do I need to look this up? You're like, no. I'm like, okay.
Well, then we come on air and immediately I'm like, oh, wait, maybe we should have done that thing that you said.
Uh-huh.
Don't you have it logged, though?
I got to go find it.
You don't really log your food because you do eat a lot of the same meals. So that is how you kind of simplify that. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
You can talk. I'll
find okay. It. Yeah. So one thing that I like to do is use plain Greek yogurt. And so a serving of plain Greek yogurt is about 17 grams of protein. And you want to get to about 35 or more to hit your protein goals per meal. And then so I take that protein, plain Greek yogurt protein. Serving of plain Greek yogurt, but then you add in a scoop of like vanilla protein powder and mix it up really well. And then that turns that 17 grams of protein, plain Greek yogurt. Into 47 grams of protein, and it's vanilla flavored now. Then you can add some fruit to it, some granola, and that's going to get you even higher on your protein for the day already. So you're already way ahead of the...
And that's something you can put together in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it literally.
Like, you don't have to cook it. You don't have to...
You do have to stir it really, really well. Like, it takes...
You don't want the graininess.
Yes,
of the protein.
It takes a while for the Greek yogurt... Why can't I say yogurt today?
Greek yogurt.
It takes a while for the Greek yogurt to fully hydrate the protein powder. So if you just try to give it a really fast mix, it is probably going to be kind of grainy. So we usually get our protein from Nutrition Authority. Mm-hmm. We really like Max Pro, but they always have, another brand called Fusion 30. That's good too. It's just a little too sweet for me. So we usually just do the protein, vanilla protein. But there's also another brand called Rise, and they have really good flavors of protein. It's good quality. And so they have a cinnamon, kind of a cinnamon toast crunch protein powder, and that with plain Greek yogurt, and then air fry some apples. That's really good. Hmm. It gives a little cinnamon apple flavor to it. But you don't like to eat your fruit, so...
I'm not a big eating hot apples. So,
so good.
I don't know why. It's just,
yeah,
it's just kind
of tastes like dessert to me. Air frying apple with some cinnamon. It's good stuff.
So my go-to breakfast is I do two eggs, two egg whites. I have one cup of milk.
Okay.
And a drink.
Cause you're 12.
And then a packet of oatmeal. And then in this other breakfast, I put in some two cups of spinach. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I was stuffed afterwards. Like those four eggs, two egg whites with two cups of spinach. That was a feast that I was eating.
It really does. Adding vegetables really does bulk up those meals.
Oh, it was just like almost a whole plate of eggs, it seemed like, with the veggies in there. But for the macros on that, for me, it's 474 calories, 44 grams of carbs, 35 grams of protein, 15 grams of fat.
Perfect.
With a serving of vegetables.
Yep.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of my go-to breakfast. And again, we're talking about the egg whites. It's kind of weird pouring eggs from a milk carton.
Yeah.
Into basically. A measuring cup. It's kind of a weird thing. But once you blend it up, scramble them, it looks exactly the same.
And you're mixing it with whole eggs, yes. Which are important. Whole eggs are, the fat in that egg really does help with the nutrient absorption. So even if you're just doing one whole egg with maybe two servings of egg whites, it's a good idea to keep that yolk in there. It's going to keep you full. It's going to fill you up, and it's just a good, healthy source of fat, as long as you're not eating, five whole eggs with every meal. That's like, really going to get the fat out of balance.
In the per egg, there's 5 grams of fat. So the two whole eggs, I mean, you're looking
and
at
your milk.
Man, you're looking at 10 grams.
Is that much?
Yeah.
You can throw down eggs.
Right. 10 grams of fat. So by adding 2 egg whites, because the for the macros for an egg white,
is it 6 grams of protein?
Well, in the two, it's 7.2 grams of protein.
Oh, okay.
For
okay.
the 2 egg whites. Mm-hmm. But there's only 0.1 gram of fat.
Yep.
Where in the eggs, there's 10 grams of fat and mm-hmm. 14 grams of protein. So by substituting the egg white for the egg, getting way less fat, but you're also getting a little bit less protein. So
yeah, but if you're someone who is normally a whole egg person, that's a great way to make that transition. Cause I know a lot of people that do like just egg whites, but I just cannot do like a scrambled egg white by itself. Yeah, it's just a little too. Like? It's just it's kind of like drinking skim milk when you're used to whole milk.
Taste like anything.
Yeah. It's just it just doesn't have as much to it, as much texture to it. I don't know. It's just kind of flabbier. It's kind of like if you are used to drinking 2% or whole milk and you drink skim milk, that's kind of what eating an egg white is versus a whole egg. So plus you kind of need that fat. Another breakfast option is with that oatmeal. So if you didn't have time to make your eggs, Jeff, mm-hmm. you could make your packet of oatmeal and you just had the packet of Quaker instant oats. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Just buy the kind that you probably grew up eating. It was probably maple cinnamon or something. Well,
when I was younger, I'd add a bunch of cinnamon and
sugar.
Put stuff
oh my gosh. Oatmeal was just straight sugar. I used to eat that all the time as a little kid. But so you prepare the packet of oatmeal and then also add in a scoop of protein powder after you cook it. Cook the oatmeal, then add the scoop of protein powder. Mix it in really well. Again, you really have to mix it for about a minute.
You have to put a little bit more water in there because, like, if you, when I do it, it's not really soupy.
Well,
so like it's kind of more bulky. So like I feel like adding protein to that wouldn't.
Yeah, but it kind of melts in again as you stir it. It kind of melts it in, but you just have to experiment a little bit. And if you make it and it's a little too dry, then add just a splash of milk to it and mix that in.
A splash?
Just a splash.
Okay.
Just a
splash.
But that would be a great way. And then you're adding 30 grams of protein, depending on how much protein is in your scoop. But we only eat protein powder that's at least 30 grams of protein per serving.
I mean, you could do a half if you're.
You could. Especially if you still wanted your eggs, you could do 2 eggs. Half a scoop of protein in your oatmeal.
If I want to have a really bigger breakfast, I'll add some bacon. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have a breakfast where I'm at 800 calories.
Sometimes you do, but then that's when you know you're having a lighter lunch. Then you'll have chicken for lunch instead of salmon. Yeah. Instead of your salmon. So that's a great one. This one would not be something that you like, but cottage cheese toast.
Okay.
So, or avocado toast, that's a popular one too, which you would do kind of both. So you could do a piece of like some toast and with some cottage cheese, like smash the avocado on the toast and then add some cottage cheese to it too and eat that. And then you'd have to have some other protein with it, like 2 eggs. I like boiled eggs for breakfast sometimes too, though, for just convenience. Or I have that as like a late or a mid-morning snack.
Hard boiled eggs.
Yeah, boiled eggs. So that one's an option. If you like toast, could do sourdough bread with it because that's a good hearty bread. Mm-hmm. But a smoothie is another one that you could do with your protein powder. Or when I make a smoothie, I actually like to use the 30 grams of protein, like the drinks, the pre-made drinks, like Premier Protein or the Fairlife. I like to do that and then just add some frozen berries to it. And then at Trader Joe's, I like to get frozen spinach and it's already chopped up and like cooked down a little bit. And then you just throw that in there, which Jeff, that might be good for you to do in your eggs.
To throw in what?
The frozen chopped spinach that we have in the freezer.
I just put in regular spinach.
I know, but the leaves were gigantic. I would have cut it up.
They cooked down though.
I know, but they were just big gigantic leaves of spinach in there. So that's a good one. What's your go-to breakfast, Harrison? Don't eat breakfast.
I need to eat more breakfast.
Yeah, but we have very different schedules too.
Yeah. So my problem is I get home late So I wake up, usually I eat a little bit later. So when I wake up, I'm not hungry either.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to find a good breakfast because otherwise I will get late night cravings sometimes. Like, yeah. I'll get home and it's late and I'm like, I'm kind of hungry.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
And I don't want to try to eat, and then I always end up eating some. So
yeah, then you're not making the best choices. You're not you're not making chicken and rice. And
if I had a plan, though,
right? Yes,
it'd be better off.
Yeah.
So I need to make one.
I prefer savory breakfasts. I know some people like sweet breakfasts like that.
So give me an example of the savory and sweet.
Well, like your breakfast is savory,
like eggs and bacon.
Yeah, eggs and bacon is savory.
Okay.
Sweet would be like the protein.
Oh, with the Greek yogurt.
Okay. Yeah. Which, if I have that, that's typically more of like a snack, or sometimes I'll even have that for dinner, especially in the summer, because it's just really refreshing. So I like to do, in the summer, I like to do the serving of Greek yogurt, a scoop of protein powder, and then I do kind of microwave some frozen sweet cherries. That's really good. And I like to have that for dinner sometimes, because it's like, if we get home late and I'm just tired and I don't really want to cook something.
Yeah, I know. I'll
do that.
At 7 after we teach at 6 or something.
Right. Yeah.
7:15.
But savory would be like another savory breakfast that I do sometimes if I have time, which a lot of times I don't have time in the morning. But you can get those Gary's Quick Steaks. Have you ever had those, Harrison?
Oh, I don't think so.
So you should look for them because I think you would like them. They also make a chicken one, but they're like, it's raw meat. That sounds weird, but it's shaved. Well, you've had Pepper Jacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
It's pretty much the Pepper Jacks meat.
Okay.
I think it used to be called Pepper Jacks, actually.
Yeah. It was.
It's that thinly sliced.
Yeah. So I've had that.
Yeah. And so then they, when it's raw, they slice it super thin, but then they form it into these like rectangles. And then you cook them, and they literally cook up in like 2 minutes.
Ooh, I should get some.
Super duper fast. Yep. You can get those at Target. I mean, at Walmart, Hy-Vee, Super Saver usually has the best price.
What do you have
for them? So that one, when I have that, because one serving is 23 grams of protein. And usually I'll kind of cut up some potatoes, throw the potatoes in the air fryer
or
with some seasoning.
What's the potatoes you just made the other day?
Yeah, or you can use canned potatoes, which I know sounds weird.
Harrison's eyebrows.
I know.
Okay.
But you can buy canned, sliced or diced potatoes, rinse them, pat them dry and cook them in the air fryer. And they cook so fast and they become crunchy, like crunchy little potatoes.
Hmm.
They're good.
So you made a thing with like had steak.
I did. That was for dinner.
Potatoes and some queso.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Because they crisp right up. You literally would not know that they came from a can. I know that sounds weird.
And I hate when people tell me that.
Yeah.
You never know the difference.
You wouldn't.
But
I mean, it's like it's canned good. Food's fine. You just got to get over
it. It's just nice. I keep those on hand because for one.
What was the brand of that? Was it Goya?
No, those are the beans that I buy. But it was just whatever. It was probably Super Saver.
It was
kind
of weird when you were, I'm like.
Yeah, because they're just like white sliced potatoes. Kind of like.
Look good at all.
Then they look like little potato chips.
What's it suspended in? Just water? Or?
Yeah, just water. You rinse it out.
All right.
You know, it kind of gets a little thick because of the starch from the potato.
Yeah, it doesn't sound gross. So.
Have you ever had the hash browns at Stauffer's?
What is Stauffer's?
Oh, it's a restaurant.
No.
Oh, well, you're not old enough. You probably wouldn't be allowed in the Stauffer's.
It's a bunch of old people.
Is there Stauffer's in like Lincoln?
Yeah, it's on
48th.
Oh.
Cornhusker. Yeah. Or not Cornhusker.
Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska Parkway.
Anyway, their hash browns are like sliced rounds of potatoes. And
okay.
That's what these are like. Or you can get the diced potatoes. Or you can get the whole canned potatoes. And those are really good in like a soup.
I thought that's what you were talking about. It was like a whole canned potato that you took out. Cut up.
No, they're already cut up.
That's very nice.
Yeah. And then you just dump it out, rinse it really well, pat it dry a little bit, and season it. We throw it in the air fryer.
Like a little breakfast thing also.
That's what I do when I have it with breakfast with that Gary's Quick Steak. And then I'll make maybe one egg with it. And then you get a little steak and eggs and some potatoes on the side.
Yeah, it's like a breakfasty burrito. Not without the burrito.
You could put it in a burrito instead of doing the potatoes. I just really
throw it in an omelet. Get some potatoes. You could do that too. With it.
Yeah, you could do that too.
It's big on the omelets. It's hard not to make those. It's hard to unhealthy or healthy though, because I always get so tempted.
What you put in them?
Yeah, because it's like, well, sausage. You throw some bacon in there. Let's throw some cheese in there. Some peppers. I'm not going to use egg whites for this. Omelets are. They can get dangerous on you quick.
They can. Like, yeah. If you
They're
go
so good.
You go to a restaurant.
Especially if you go to a restaurant.
And you look at, like,
the loaded burrito or omelet or whatever they call it. I always get the meat lover's omelet.
It's, yeah, there's a lot over 1,000 calories. So yeah. Omelets, you're like, wow.
There's a restaurant in Iowa that makes a chicken cordon bleu omelet, which sounds really weird, but it's actually really good. And you could make this at home healthy if you already had, like, some diced ham and maybe rotisserie chicken on hand. So you make the little omelet, but inside of it, you put, like shredded chicken, a little bit of ham, and some Swiss cheese. It's really good if you like chicken cordon bleu. And then I think they put a hollandaise sauce in it, which is where it's dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't eat the hollandaise.
You're losing me with the hollandaise.
When I order it, I don't get it with
the hollandaise.
I was willing
to try it
with
all the hollandaise.
No, it's good. I don't make it with hollandaise at home, but it's really good. Little chicken, ham, and Swiss in an omelet.
I'm not a great omelet maker.
And it's hard.
I'm you need the right pan and have patience. Like, you go to Embassy Suites and watch them whip up an almond. They're just.
They make it. They got it down.
I can't. It's
for me, it's the exact frame when it's supposed to flip, though. Like,
yeah.
It's like making pancakes. You get used to seeing it. I just don't make omelets enough.
Yeah.
Or I've tried.
I think if I try to put too many things in, like, only thing I could put in an omelet now is like some cheese.
And then fold it.
I'd
rather just do a scramble. I'd rather just throw everything in and scramble it together.
Instead of an omelet. Because, you know, you scramble it anyway. You cut it up and it's all.
I know. It's something about the omelet's presentation.
I know. That's fancy.
It makes it feel like it tastes better. Even.
But I do make those bowls, too, with those potatoes. And those you can meal prep really easily, too. Cook up a bunch of eggs. Cook up the potatoes. Get some, like, a chicken or a turkey sausage. That's my favorite to do, and cut that up and then just put it all in a bowl together and with a little bit of cheese and heat it up. That's a great savory breakfast.
Especially,
and I do that for
the
meal.
Family.
Yeah.
And just make your bowls.
Yeah. Easy. And you can make, you can make the eggs ahead of time. They reheat really well, or you could even, and I know this sounds weird, but when you're mixing it all together, you could totally use boiled eggs instead. And just chop them up and put them in the bowl with the potatoes and cheese. So that's and sausage. But you'd want to choose probably a lower fat sausage, like a chicken or a turkey sausage, which honestly, sausage, like a turkey sausage, I can do much better than like a turkey bacon, because it's really just about the seasoning. As long as you get the sage, like the seasonings of the sausage, it's still going to be good.
Yeah.
So what else do you have for breakfast? That's well, those are
wanna,
your two breakfasts.
We want to go on to lunch.
Yeah, I was
gonna,
just didn't
we're
know.
We're not gonna get. They're not gonna have time to get to dinner.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Should we take a break and then go to lunch, or do we want to?
Well, what do you guys drink for your breakfast? That's the only thing I had. I guess you just drink a smoothie.
Drink your breakfast?
No. What do you have with it to drink?
Oh, water. Nothing. Jeff drinks milk.
Yeah.
Is there any room for like chocolate milk? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, you could add chocolate milk easily to. Okay, so or you could add the Fairlife 30 grams of protein. For one Fairlife bottle. Those are really good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you drink milk. You just include it in your.
Yeah, that was included in my macros for the breakfast that
I had. That's the 7 grams extra of fat or however many grams of fat that you had. But just got to make it fit. But that is a way that you add carbs and fat and protein to your breakfast. Yep. I don't really drink with breakfast.
I drink a lot of milk in the morning. So I was trying to. Get that out there.
Well, you could find like a higher protein milk too.
I probably just need egg whites.
Some people
I want to eat breakfast. I don't make a ton of breakfast, but if I do, it's like I said, I'm throwing down at least like 5-6 eggs.
Or boiled eggs. Maybe.
It's not great.
Yeah.
And then I'm having a couple of glasses of milk.
Yeah. That's a lot of fat.
It's already not early in the morning.
But if you plan your meals out ahead of time and you like when I have bacon, I can budget for the bacon.
Yes, that's what you do.
So then I'm not going over. And sometimes it's hard for me to get all my fat in if I'm not having a little bacon.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's how I can justify it. Oh, I better throw some bacon in there just to get my fat up.
Yeah. Bacon or turkey bacon?
Bacon. I don't mess with turkey bacon.
So. No,
oh, that's right.
But the thing that Jeff does now, because he used to buy just a pack of bacon, but then he would eat way too much bacon. So now he goes to the deli or the meat counter and you just buy this, then buy the slices.
Like three slices of bacon.
That's to help breakfast. You portion control.
Yep.
So that's one of the things that you do.
Yep.
And then it helps you know when you're going to have bacon in your day. It's not like you have bacon every single
only
day.
Only when you work.
Right. I don't like the house. Whole house smells like bacon when he
that's
makes
such
bacon.
A great, that's a good smell.
I know when I get pulled into the garage, I know that bacon has been made in our house. So.
All right. Well, we better go to break.
Let's go to break and then we'll do lunch.
Move on to lunches. So stay with okay. us. 93.7 The Ticket, the Fitness Fanatics.
Now back to Fitness Fanatics. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back to the Fitness Fanatics. So we're going to quickly move on to some lunches and dinner options for you.
And if anyone has any questions.
Yeah, feel free to text on the Sartor Hayman text line 402 464 5685.
Say it again and I won't interrupt you.
Sartor Hayman text line 402 464 5685.
Well, I interrupted you because then I was going to say, or if you have, you know, what your go-to meals. For some people.
Yeah, if you have any meals, you can send us, text us in, message the show. We'd appreciate it. So I'll start with, I have two go-to lunches that I do.
Literally.
Literally two go-to lunches. So the first one would be, I have 5 ounces of salmon. Oh, hold on. No, I screwed this up.
This is your two times a week. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, this is what you have.
I screwed this up.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead and give yours.
Okay, so I usually have about just a couple that I like to have. One is like a taco bowl. So we've talked about this before. I'll take a pound of ground beef, lean ground beef, and cook it up and then add a can of lentils, which is a really good, it's like a bean. It's just adds some fiber and bulks up the ground beef. So you can have it over multiple, more than, I don't know, however many meals. So I like to do that in with a salad. But then I also like to add those Quest chips because those have like 20 grams of protein. Chips by themselves are not the greatest. The texture is kind of chalky. But when you have them on a bed of lettuce and then the Quest chips and then the beef and lentils, it's really good crunch in with that salad. So I like to do that. And then 2 tablespoons of queso, which if you portion out your queso, 2 tablespoons of queso is like 80 calories. So it's just a really great way to add flavor without, you know, just taking a bath in chips and queso.
You have the macros on that?
I can look it up.
Okay. I got mine now figured out. Okay. So my two go-tos would be, first one would be I have 5 ounces of salmon.
Which is exactly how you started.
Well, I know, but I had it mixed with stuff.
Okay.
And then my asparagus. And then I have a little serving of Bob Evans mashed potatoes.
Mm. Yep.
Sounds good.
But you could do a little, you know, a whole, you could do a
baked potato. I would do a baked potato personally because I prefer baked potatoes. But
I like dipping, I like mixing the salmon in with the mashed potato.
You ever do scalloped potatoes?
Oh, gosh.
That'd be delicious with that.
Scalloped?
I don't know. My mom made scalloped potatoes growing up and she did not make them very well. And so I'm kind of traumatized. And honestly,
cheesy,
I think
scalloped potatoes I've had where I'm just like
those sliced potatoes. Yeah. That's probably where you came up, like your visceral reaction to those sliced potatoes. But I think when my mom made them, your mom probably made them from scratch.
It was
from
Donna, the cook at Cedar Catholic.
Oh, okay.
The lunch lady. She was awesome.
She probably made them from scratch too. My mom will make them from a box. And so they're like literally like dehydrated chips of potatoes. And they were always really mushy. They were never good. So there was something about the texture of them. And then, so no, I didn't really like those. But
so my macros for that, you'd be at, we're talking about 500 calorie meals, 489 calories, 26 grams of carbs, 35 grams of protein, 23 grams of fat and a serving of vegetables in there.
Yep.
As well.
I'm pulling up mine here.
So that's
the, is it always asparagus?
Yeah. Because I buy the piece of salmon with the asparagus.
In a container. It's good with salmon too. That goes well.
But. Yeah.
And he just puts, cause it comes, he gets it at Hy-Vee and it comes in like a tin and then he just puts the whole thing in the air fryer And so the
that's convenient.
Yeah, the salmon is on top of the asparagus. So as it's cooking, it's kind of seasoning the asparagus too.
Hmm. And then my other one that I do is a chicken tortilla wrap, and I will do season it with like taco seasoning. So I'll have 5 ounces of chicken, 5 or 6 ounces of chicken, 6 ounces of chicken, and then I'll divide that between two of the high fiber wraps with one serving of cheddar mixed cheese on each. I don't do the fat free. I do regular. I'm just not going to sub that out. So I plan for it. But that one, we'd be looking at 56 grams of protein, 25 grams of fat, 40 grams of carbs, and 34 grams of fiber.
Lots of fiber because it's a high fiber wrap.
And usually, like, you notice there's no vegetable with that. Mm-hmm. That's because when I do that, I drink my vegetables.
Right. You're still getting your 3, 4, 5 servings of vegetables.
I just drink them.
You could add vegetables. Well, no, you have vegetables with your asparagus.
No, that's my salmon.
Yeah.
My lunch.
But you could add.
Could add peppers in with the chicken.
You used to slice up some peppers.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. But you're going to be drinking them. So my taco salad that I do with the beef and lentils, the Quest chips, the queso and lettuce is 420 calories. And I have to go back. Hold on. 45 grams of protein, 21 grams of carbs, and 19 grams of fat. So that's mine. And I usually, you could make it way less in fat if you use ground turkey or ground chicken. And there's, it says 4 grams of fiber, but I'm pretty sure there's more than that because the lentils and the Quest chips both have fiber and the lettuce. But,
and these two could be, these are all kind of lunch. Like what I'm telling you, I eat for lunch. That's because that's when I'm home. So like, that's when I'll cook like my main protein source. Some of you will be, you could have, obviously you could have your chicken taco wraps for dinner. You could have the salmon, potatoes. See, that sounds like a dinner item.
Yeah, our lunches are more like dinners for sure.
When we're home, we actually can cook our kind of like our dinner.
So, yep. Yeah.
Where when we get home from the gyms, it's more like a snack afterwards type thing.
Another thing that I have that I've been having lately, and I get this at Sam's Club, but Sam's Club has these two bowls and they're already prepared. It's like a salsa verde chicken bowl. It's really good. It has a really good seasoned chicken. And then it comes with rice that has some black beans and corn. And then it also has like a serving of salsa verde, which is my favorite salsa. I'm not a big red salsa fan. I love a green salsa. I use that in quite a few meals. And the macros on that one is really good. Let me see if I can find it. Yes. Is 480 calories, 40 grams of carbs, 43 grams of protein. So that's we eat more than 35 grams of protein per meal and less than 500 calories actually. And then sometimes if I think about it, I'll do 2 tablespoons of queso on that one too, just to make it. And that would make it 500 calories. No, it'd make it more than 500 calories, a little over 500.
Another one that you can talk about is your black bean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I do
tacos you make.
The way that Jeff can eat the same thing forever, I'm that way about certain things. It's called hyperfixation meal. And so my current hyperfixation meal that I like for breakfast or lunch, I actually really like this for breakfast too. I take 3 corn tortillas and a cup of black beans and some cheese. And I do like to use reduced fat cheese for this one, but you don't have to. It's just less fat and more protein.
Yeah.
I make basically like 3 little tacos or quesadillas kind of, because corn tortillas are smaller. So I do 3 corn tortillas with some cheese, and then you add a little bit of the beans, and then you kind of fold that over, let it melt together. And then I open them up, and then I add a little more cheese and a little more beans, because you got to get them glued together. Otherwise the beans come out. And then I have that with a serving of Greek yogurt that I mix green hatch chili salsa in, and then I use that to dip with it. It's really good, and it's a vegetarian.
You have macros on that?
Well,
I think I'd leave off my draft board.
It's so good. I make it on the griddle. I make them on the griddle.
Beans, cheese, tortilla.
Yeah, like, but they're like toast. They're like on the griddle. I use it on our like griddle, or and so they're kind of crunchy a little bit.
Am I like, where's the protein?
The beans.
Oh, the beans have that much protein.
And cheese.
In them? Yep. Oh, okay.
And the Greek yogurt. So it's kind
of
like
a lot of protein.
Yeah, a lot of protein. I forgot the yogurt next to it. I didn't realize beans had that much though.
It is a vegetarian dish.
Beans are. It is a vegetarian dish, but I like to have it for breakfast or lunch. But it will be a little lighter on the. I'm trying to see if I have it.
I could just cut out like some beans though. Throw chicken in there instead.
But you could 100% put chicken in it instead. But
I
just
what I would do.
It's so good.
It's probably really easy too. Like not.
Well, when you have the more you cook it, you're not cooking the chicken, so it's like faster.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, everything's like cooked. You're just heating it up. You're just.
But we're big rotisserie chicken fans.
You are. I don't eat a ton of it.
$5.
Oh, that'd be nice. Throw some of that in there.
Rotisserie. You could. I just really like the beans. Let me see if I can find it.
Like if I was making a quesadilla just by myself, I wouldn't use the beans. But if Nicole makes it, then I'm just like, oh, and she's just cooking me my meal and serving me.
I'm the same way. I'll just tell her like sides out.
If you make it, I'll throw it in
you
there.
Will. Yeah.
That's, if you put and it in I front know. Of me, I will eat whatever it is. So the Brussels sprouts, chicken, sweet potato, bacon, which
if it's up to me, so it's just cheese, chicken, lettuce every time. Right.
And you can season it too. So like garlic, use some garlic and onion powder. I usually just do some salt, but this is what it looks like. That's the picture of it. You see it.
Okay, yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, it's like a little crunchy. I don't have macros like on it.
Tired of, I don't love beans that much. So I'm
I do.
Tired of them,
I love beans.
She eats them every day.
I almost every day. I'm still on beans every day. They're really good. No, but they're good and they're a great source of fiber, great source of protein.
Yep.
Low fat source of protein. Very good for your gut health. I don't have the macros on that one, but. Okay. I can't find it and it takes a while to piece it all together, but it is a little bit lower on the protein. So then I would have to have, you know, some protein later in the day, like as a snack or whatever. So those are my three kind of go-to lunches.
What about you, Harrison? What's your go-to lunch or dinner? That's where kind
depends
of
if we, what together. Day of the week is. I might have Tipsy Tina's leftovers or
something
I might
you
have,
make at home. Something you make at home.
He's not home very much.
The weekends, like when I make, if I'm making meal, it's usually the weekends. Yeah. But like I said, real simple. It's like chicken, rice, Brussels sprouts, or it's if I got like roast from home or something, just let that cook. Mashed potatoes with it. Otherwise, I keep it pretty simple. It's a lot of like just tacos. On game days, not healthy. Don't suggest it. It's just
you
meat,
can make
chips, cheese, peppers, and you watch that on the game days, which not a healthy meal.
But you can make it healthy.
I can definitely make it healthy.
You can make
tacos,
it healthy.
I usually don't like try to make my tacos super healthy, but I make tacos quite a bit. And instead of using beef, like use chicken.
Yeah, or turkey.
Or turkey.
Do you do hard shell or soft shell?
It varies. I'll go either or.
Yeah.
I'll get sick of one, and then I'll go back to the other. But I forget, Super Saver has like authentic tortillas. I don't know if they're healthy, but
probably they're probably good. High in carbs.
Yeah.
We like the higher fiber wraps, but yeah, they're not as good as like authentic tortillas.
You're not making them at home, pressing them.
Yeah, no.
No,
the biggest thing for me is just not over consume with
that's the
food
biggest thing
I
for
have.
Everything.
Which I feel like I have do a good job of, but I need more nutrients so my body feels more filled. I don't ever feel like what's the word, anemic or sick or anything I'm malnourished.
Depleted,
but I bet you if I took more care, I'd feel like really good. You know, I just don't know what it feels like to feel at that, like, wow, super refreshed. So for me, it's just portion control, but
yeah. When one of the things too, when you're like in a calorie deficit, one way that you can really help, because at first, when you very first start tracking your food, if you're eating healthy food, it's going to feel like so much food. But once your body adapts to it, then you might find that you're super hungry. Your body's like, wait, I am in a calorie deficit. I need more food. That's where you focus on adding more vegetables, bulking up your meals, and adding like veggies. So that's why a lot of times, like I'll do a salad, but the salad is just like adding on to what I would already eat with it. So like when I get that salsa verde chicken bowl, I'll add some lettuce to that too, just to help bulk it up a little bit, add a little bit of nutrients in the lettuce, which is not a super nutrient dense vegetable, but it's super hydrating and it just adds more bulk to that meal. So I'm going to be fuller a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So that's a good way to add. That's why it's important to add vegetables to your meals. It's going to increase the volume of the food and it's going to increase the just the nutrient density
of
the food. Another one that I haven't made in a while, but is really good because I'm just kind of looking back some old stuff. My stomach is literally growling.
I know. I'm getting hungry, guys. I'm really getting hungry.
It's literally growling. But so there's this lentil pasta that you can buy. It's Bird's Eye is the brand. And it's called veggie pasta, but it's actual pasta made from vegetables like lentils and zucchini. It's not like zucchini noodles. And so they make a penne with cheddar cheese sauce. And I've made this I think you've had it once before too, but I make it and usually take it with me for lunch. But if you do the penne with cheddar cheese veggie sauce, veggie pasta, and tuna and add peas to it. Tastes like tuna noodle casserole. If you like that.
No.
Yeah.
I need to eat more seafood though. Cause I do like
it's a
seafood.
Great source. Yeah. It's a great. So the macros on
leave
that.
The peas out and we'll be good to go.
You've had it with the peas.
I'm just not big on tuna or peas. That might be a more picky eater than I realized.
That makes you a picky eater. Yeah.
Yeah. If I mean, I'll eat peas, but like just mixing in peas with stuff.
You had it with peas the last time I made it for the both of us. You had it with peas. Mm. Peas are good.
I'll eat the peas. They're not the worst.
So the serving, so one bag of the noodles technically makes two servings, and they actually have a decent amount of protein in them too, since they're made with lentils. But so one serving is coming under on calories, 350 calories, basically 30 grams of protein, 37 grams of carbs, 10 grams of fat, but you're getting multiple sources of vegetables. You're getting a fish source, mm-hmm. which is important to try to get a couple times a week.
I know I need to eat more tuna.
So omega-3.
I could just eat tuna on a cracker. Just
you do.
Love it.
You do that.
So good.
Do you guys got another seafood that's not tuna that you guys make a lot? You make salmon.
Cod is my favorite.
Cod's good.
Yeah. Cod with some cauliflower rice. I really like that a lot. Oh, actually.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't sound bad.
With like some lemon on it. It just looks really white. Like it's a very anemic looking meal.
Yeah. Because
it's just white on white on white. But
tastes good.
It's so good. I love cod. If you're not a big fish, you're not sure if you're a big fish person, I feel like cod's a good place to start because it's a white fish, but it's like meatier too.
It doesn't taste fishy.
And cod is what you get at Long John Silver's.
So yeah, it's basically, yes. If you've ever had Long John Silver's, that's cod.
Or the McDonald's.
But fish sandwiches are cod.
Yeah, which I don't know who in the world gets those, but they're still on the menu.
There's some people that like them. I don't know.
Go to Culver's and get
puts fish, cheese on fish. That's, I've never had a fish fillet or filet-o-fish from McDonald's. That's weird. But, so yeah, if you've never had fish and you're trying to find a good fish to try, I feel like cod is a good safe bet. Salmon, I think, is like you have to know that you like fish before you have salmon. It's like a richer bit flavor, has more fat too, but
so good when it's cooked right.
And then fun fact about fish too, before we go to break, is a lot of times people will say the mercury levels in fish are really high. The thing with the mercury is it can be and probably shouldn't eat fish every single day or twice a day, multiple days. But the thing with the mercury in the fish, fish that have high mercury levels also have high selenium, and selenium binds to the mercury. So if you're eating the fish, you're actually not getting that mercury kind of poisoning, quote unquote, because you're also eating the nutrients that come with the selenium in the fish too. The only exception is if you're pregnant, you're not supposed to have a lot. If you're pregnant, but so just a fun fact, if you've heard cautionary tales of you shouldn't eat tuna because it's in high mercury. Well,
I've never heard that at all. Well, that's surprising.
You might hear it now. Yeah, your phone is listening.
Have a little chemistry lesson here.
Maybe not chemistry, but that's just fun fact. It binds the selenium binds to the mercury that comes in. That's also part of it. So that's why whole foods, it's important to eat real whole food because it all works together from a biology standpoint.
Maybe just like our ancestors.
Yeah.
They have mercury because of environmental contamination that converts into methyl mercury, a toxic that builds up in the tissues through the food chain. So it's our fault. Awesome.
It is our fault. Yes.
That's fun.
No, it's all, it is.
I was going to say, like, why the hell does fish have mercury in it?
Okay.
But I wouldn't eat it every single day.
Okay. When either. We come back.
Oh, we got one more. Crow baits.
I know. This is what we're going to talk about.
All right. I'll be done.
I'm going to read this text. He said, born and raised on catfish, little nutritional value, but it's fun as hell noodling them.
Oh, no.
So when we come back,
oh, no.
We're going to talk about this. We only got a couple minutes. But I
so
would
our
be
lunch category
scared.
Was basically lunch slash dinner.
Yeah, I'd
so.
Be scared to death to
no
reach
way.
My hand
absolutely
down to catch
not.
A catfish in its mouth. So when we come back, stay with us.
Okay.
Fitness Fanatics, 93.7 The Ticket.
Now back to Fitness Fanatics on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back. We have a few minutes here to wrap up this show. So if you just tuning in the last hour, we gave you a bunch of different meal plan or, you know, recipes, meals that you
just
could have.
Quick meals.
Kind of we were with the premise was putting together having kind of a 500 calorie breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Get you to 1500 calories, have a protein shake in there, a snack, and you're going to be in great shape.
Yep.
So you kind of trying to make it simple, in our business,
having 35 to 40 grams of protein with each meal. So you're getting enough protein. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
that's kind of nutrition 101.
Mm-hmm. Right, simple,
there. Simple stuff. Before we get into the noodling though, I wonder if Rod was listening, cause he texted me that the college dodgeball championships are today.
Oh, interesting.
Nebraska's in the tournament. They're the seventh seed. The
Where's
college
that?
Dodgeball championships.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure where it is, but
isn't this like, is it new
Michigan
for Nebraska?
State's the one seed.
Interesting. Yeah,
so we're playing, it started this morning at 8 o'clock, so might have been a matches already, but Nebraska was playing Cincinnati in round one.
Wow.
In the 7-10. So let's say we're good at everything.
Yeah, apparently.
That's crazy.
Shout out to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Crowbait texted in about noodling.
I have questions.
Yeah. What's your question, Nicole?
Okay. So for people who don't know what noodling is where you basically just stick your hand in what you hope is the catfish hole or something, yep. And they bite your arm and then you pull them up out of the water. But my question is, are they just biting you and your, or are you grabbing onto something inside
their
mouth?
Jaw or something.
Yeah. Like, is there still something to grab onto? And I just could never do that. But that's my question. Are you truly waiting for them to chomp down on your arm? I mean, I know they don't have teeth. They just have that little sandpapery mouth. But is that really when you're pulling them up? Is it just they're clamped down basically on your forearm or wrist? Or are you like grabbing onto something?
That's
inside.
A great question.
I think you're supposed to wait for the clamp and then like you pull. And I think you try to grab like the inside of his mouth
jaw.
Somewhere.
Yeah, because there's
when
like
I did
gills
it, I
and stuff inside
couldn't
there.
Get when I was a young lad with my friend and his dad and we got quite a few to bite. He might have got one eventually, but like it's tough. I kind of freaked out. So jump down and like I try to grab it, but they shoot out of there too.
I don't like
that. They don't just like latch down and then just like hang. They're not like a snapping turtle. So I think you do got to grab them.
Yeah, that was my question.
Said yes, you get bit.
Yeah, but do you grab onto something too inside their mouth?
I don't know.
Is my question. Because I feel like, yeah, they would just like let go.
That's something that I will never be doing.
No, but you like, and I can't do this with fish either. Like, because whenever we've been to like SeaWorld and they have those fish that eat the dead skin off of your hands, you and Katie will just stick your hands in there and
I
let
like
the
that.
Fish just nibble on your
that
hand.
That feels kind of good. I feel
great. You're looking right at it and they're just nibbling right
but
on you.
It's a little fish. It's not
and
a giant catfish.
That's how much
arm.
I'm saying I would never noodle because I can't even handle the tiny little fish that are just nibbling on your dead skin.
Well, I can't even take a fish off a hook. So without a glove.
I was going to say, yes, you can. But yeah, with a
I
glove.
Need gloves on.
Worst thing about noodling is you don't know if it's a catfish.
Yeah, well, there
you
could be so
him,
many other things.
A hole in the side of the bank. You know, I go stick my arm up in there. I think this is a catfish.
It could be like a water moccasin down there.
I don't know.
A snapping turtle, badger, or whatever you said. Muskrats.
Badger.
Muskrat.
I don't think a badger is hiding under the water.
No, they're not. But still.
Holding their breath, waiting for you.
Well, if you're really bad at it and you stick your whole hand in a hole that doesn't have fish in it, that's probably what I would do.
He said,
I would never.
He said, make a fist, get bit, curl your wrist, and grab the gill.
Okay, yeah. So you are grabbing the gill.
All right. Well, there's your noodling 101 course. If anybody wants to go try that out at the lake today,
right.
Let us know how it goes. But till next time, have a great week. 93.7 The Ticket, The Fitness Fanatic.